Governor Daniels and members of his staff sat down with each of the candidates to discuss the upcoming decisions the state must make. Daniels says he was impressed by how substantive the discussions were.
They took it very seriously, just as I hoped they would. And I'm convinced we've done the right thing by deferring these calls to them.
One of the decisions required of Indiana is due before the November election. The state must submit to the federal government what it wants to use for an essential health benefits package. The package is a baseline for insurers, the minimum coverage they must offer, and it has to include provisions for at least 10 services, including hospitalization, pharmacy, maternity, and mental health. GOP candidate Mike Pence and Democrat John Gregg both suggest using an already existing Indiana program. Gregg wasn't available for an interview, but his running mate Vi Simpson took part in the meeting with the governor and has played a significant role in developing the campaign's response. She says the existing program draws wide support.
I think we can all agree that Healthy Indiana Plan does a good job of providing the very minimum services, and we just need to comply with the federal requirements.
The Healthy Indiana Plan is a basic health insurance program for uninsured Hoosiers. Simpson points out that HIP doesn't include all 10 required services under the ACA and will need to be supplemented. Libertarian Rupert Bonham supports using a private insurance plan, a basic Anthem coverage plan, but still supports HIP as an option for the state. Since the essential health benefits package must be decided before the election, Daniels says he will try to find common ground between the three ideas. The other decision, one that will be made after the fall election, has invited far more disagreement among the candidates. It involves the type of health insurance exchange the state will use. As Indiana University law professor David Orentlicker explains, the exchange is meant to be a marketplace for consumers.
So you wouldn't have to wade through each plan's description, you know, the 100 pages of fine print. What the exchanges would do is say, you know, here's what's covered, here's what your deductibles are, here are what your co-payments, and they do it in a way you could easily compare them.
Indiana has four options: an entirely state-run exchange, an exchange operated by a network of states, a federally run exchange, or a federal-state hybrid model. Bonham and Gregg agree here. They say they want to see Indiana use the hybrid system. As Bonham points out, that will help share the costs.
We, as Hoosiers, are going to stand up and take some control and some lead in our choices, but encourage the federal government to put up as much money as they will to help us do this.
Pence's input goes a very different direction. The 6th District Congressman is deeply critical of the Affordable Care Act as a whole.
Raises taxes on Hoosiers, it erodes Hoosier freedom, and I think it will continue to stifle our recovery in this state, and I don't think Indiana should participate in implementing this flawed bureaucracy.
That echoes what Governor Daniels has said. He's not shy about his opposition to the federal law.
My skepticism about this whole bill, about its cost, about what it's going to do to health care costs, about it throwing a lot of people out of their coverage, these things are now totally documented. There's no disagreement about them.
But Simpson says even though Daniels has been vocal in his opposition to the ACA, his administration has still met all the deadlines and applied for all the grant money possible. Bonham says even with the possibility the law might be repealed or changed, action is required now.
If we do nothing, that's a choice that we take, and the consequences are out of our hands. If we actually step up and make a choice, at least we have some control of our own destiny.
Daniels says since the exchange doesn't have to be decided until after the election, he will revisit the issue with the winner as part of the overall transition process. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.